Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's the 1st of May. It's 2024. I hope you're doing all right. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves, kind of basking in the post-draft glow of killing it. We've already talked about that. From here on out, it seems like it's all Tigers, right? There's a lot to discuss with the Detroit Tigers. And for the first time, I think this is substantial and significant. For the first time since 2016, the Detroit Tigers have a winning record through the month of April. It's been that long, almost a decade, since the Tigers have had a winning record through 1 month of the baseball season. And you know the old saying, it's kind of annoying, but it's true. You can't win a pennant in April, but you sure in the hell can lose one. And congratulations to the Tigers, because they did not lose the pennant in April. They did not lose winning the AL Central in April either. Is this team good enough? I don't know. Are they ever going to hit consistently? I hope so. Is their pitching really that good? It might be. What about their pen? What about their skipper? Like, there's a lot to take in with the Tigers. There's this big question mark of, is this team real? Is it safe to jump aboard the bandwagon? Is it safe to put your heart and emotions out there, knowing full well it might get squashed again? So we'll talk about that in the upcoming weeks. I mean, there's a lot that's about to happen as the summer gets going. The Pistons are going to have a draft. They're looking for a president of basketball operations. The Lions are going to have mini camps and rookie camps and OTAs and get ready for training camp eventually. And then there's the Red Wings, who will have a draft, and you got to believe will be very active in free agency when it gets going in July. And I need to bring this up because it just happened the other day. And I don't foresee myself talking a lot of hockey up until maybe the NHL draft or free agency. But this really hit me, and I want Steve Yzerman to make it happen. So on Monday night, the Tampa Bay Lightning got eliminated from the postseason. That's the second year in a row they lost in the first round. After going to the Cup Finals 3 years ago, the last 2 years have been a disaster. This year it was the Panthers, and last year it was the Leafs. The Leafs beat them in the first round. Like, if you lose a first-round playoff series to the Toronto Maple Leafs, you should be thrown out of the league. Like, currently, as I stand right here, the Leafs are taking on the Bruins. They're up 1-0. When I finish this podcast, I am going to put everything I have, Olive's college fund and my mortgage, on the fact that the Bruins will come back and beat the Leafs, because the Leafs are a bunch of chokers. That's what they do. So when you watch or listen to this podcast, you can figure out if I was right or wrong. But Boston's going to win this series, and Boston, I think, by the time you watch or listen, we'll have eliminated the Maple Leafs, which, by the way, is like my favorite summer pastime. My favorite spring pastime. When they show Maple Leaf Garden or Maple Leaf Square on TV, like, it's the highlight of my spring. It's my annual happiness. So we'll see what happens, but I do think there's a great chance by the time you watch or listen to this podcast that the Maple Leafs will have been eliminated. But anyway, getting back to the Lightning, you might be wondering, why am I talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning? And I'll tell you, because on Monday when they lost to the Florida Panthers, Steven Stamkos, their captain, he's been there 16 years, had kind of an awkward, interesting moment at the very end of the game. Stamkos is an unrestricted free agent. After the game, he didn't move. He was taking it all in. Could it have been his last time in a Lightning jersey? I want to take you back to Monday night. This is what it sounded like.
Look at Steven Stamkos taking it all in here. He hasn't left. Tampa, almost every Tampa player is gone. Steven Stamkos is still on the ice.
I think as the captain, he's waiting for the last two Lightning players to leave.
Oh, my gosh. That's class right there. I'm telling you right now.
Claire. Hedman.
That is leadership, because it would be easy to be vanquished and be upset, understandably so.
All right, so here's the deal. Steven Stamkos might leave Tampa Bay. He's been there 16 years. He's 34 years old. He's coming off another great season. He played in 79 games. He scored 40 goals. He had 41 assists. He was a minus 21 if you get into the plus minus, but it's not like he's falling off at age 34. He scored 155 goals in his last three seasons. He had 64 goals and over 100-point season just 3 years ago. And he scored 5 goals in the postseason. And he's great on the power play. And he's an unrestricted free agent. Now, is he going to go back to Tampa? Or is he going to put himself on the market? That's the big question. He is their captain. I know Tampa wants him back. However, they had a chance. Steven Stamkos had a statement in NHL.com, and this is a bit ago, on September 30th. He said the following, quote, "I stated at the end of last year, too, I would love to extend and play here and finish my career here, but that's out of my hands. I can't write the contract myself." John Cooper, his head coach, said the following, and this was on Tuesday. When asked about contract talks, "He belongs here. We know it. He knows it. We've grown up together. He's a heck of a player, but he's also, he controls his own destiny, but I don't know what's going to happen, but he feels like a bolt for life, but only he and Julian can answer that." Julian, of course, the Tampa Bay GM. So this dude might walk. He's the captain of the Lightning. He already has 2 Stanley Cups. He should have had a third. I've already mentioned they got knocked out of the postseason the last 2 years in the first round. And despite having good players, like Victor Hedman is really good, Nikita Kucherov is really good, Braden Point, Vasilevsky, they have good players. But their window is shut, people. You know how these things work. Go back to the Red Wings window. Despite having some stars, they don't have the depth anymore. They're not going to win a Stanley Cup. It's only a matter of time before Tampa Bay is forced to trade some of these high-priced stars so they can get something in return and start everybody's favorite word, a rebuild. So if you're Steven Stamkos, you're going to stick around in Tampa Bay strictly for legacy, because your big moments, other than having your jersey retired, which will happen automatically, or coming up on some goal milestone or points milestone, but your big moments are done at age 34 when you got a lot left in the tank. So why wouldn't he become an unrestricted free agent? Unless simply because he loves the Lightning, he's been there for 16 years, and that's who he is. If he feels that way, it is what it is, and this podcast is over. However, think about the alternative. Let me take you back to 2016. Pavel Datsyuk, remember him? He was retiring. Wings needed a centerman in the worst way. Their window was still a little bit open. Steven Stamkos was a free agent, the best free agent to hit free agency. And the Red Wings were prepared to sign him. And 2 days before free agency officially hit, You know what happened? Steve Yzerman came a knocking because, of course, he was with Tampa Bay at the time, and he made sure Stamkos didn't go anywhere. And he gave a big bag of money to Nikita Kucherov as well. Stamkos and Yzerman, the Steves, have a very nice relationship. Steve was in Tampa Bay for the other Steves 9 of 16 seasons. Not to mention, Steve Yzerman hired Derek Lalonde, who came from where? Tampa Bay. Who worked for who? Tampa Bay coach John Cooper. So he was Stamkos' assistant coach. And now that Yzerman is in year 6 in Detroit, and he has Steve's old assistant coach, the Wings need a scoring splash. I want to take you back to something Yzerman said when he spoke to the media. Okay? He spoke to the media after the season, after the Wings failed to make the playoffs. You remember it well. They missed by 1 point. The Capitals got to go instead, and they got swept by the Rangers. Whew, great job, Washington. Way to work so hard to get to the postseason, then get your ass swept. Anyway, here's what Yzerman said. Quote, when Dylan's out or we lose a significant offensive player, we need more depth to make up for that. Yzerman added that an impact forward could help make up the difference. Collectively, you got to find a way to win games. If you're not going to score 4 and 5 a game, you better tighten up defensively. I think whether it's within continued maturation, some of our young guys, we need to generate the offense. We missed the offensive production when Larkin was out of the lineup that we need. Whether it's another centerman, or another impact forward at a different position to offset the loss of the offensive production. Think about this. Patrick Kane is going to be gone. I think Patrick Kane had a wonderful time in Detroit. I think he used Detroit. I think Detroit used him. He's going to move on and get himself a 2 to 3 year deal with a contender. Okay. But I do think he enjoyed his time here. And I do think Detroit treated him well. And I do think reputations like that will travel across the league. So if it worked out for Patrick Kane, could it work out for Steven Stamkos? But take it a step further. Stamkos is a center. Could you imagine if he came to Detroit? You would have Dylan Larkin and Steven Stamkos. You would have two bona fide stars at center. Add that to the fact that you got a nice mix. Whether it's Lucas Raymond or Mo Sider, some of the young talent, whether it's some of the older guys, whether it's JT Compher, Andrew Kopp, David Perron, will those guys come back? I don't know. This team is headed to the postseason. This team is just starting to open up their playoff window. Don't you think a guy like the Stamkos could help out with that? I do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And him and Yzerman have a relationship. What's the downside? What's the problem? The only downside I could think of, there's a couple. Maybe he wants to stay in Tampa Bay. That's his whole life. That's his entire legacy. He's the captain there. He's the best player in franchise history. And he still gets to play with the Kucherovs and the Points and everybody else that happens to be in Tampa Bay until they trade him away. Maybe that's one reason he doesn't come here. The second reason he doesn't come here, maybe it's going to be too expensive. I mean, Detroit will be in a bidding war with other teams. It won't just be the Red Wings that will be looking to sign a Steven Stamkos at age 34. It will be the entire league because everybody needs a center that is offensive-minded. And he is. And he's awesome. So maybe you just don't get him. Maybe your offer isn't good enough. Or maybe paying Stamkos, we already said he's going to cost a lot of money, and Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond, because both those guys are due extension, maybe those three men will eat up so much of your cap that your depth will take a hit and your team will not be deep enough to compete and it will backfire. Those are the only three things I got on why this won't work. And by the way, if the third thing worries you, that there's not enough cap space, that's up to Yzerman to take care of. All right? He told us at the trade deadline that the young guys in GR are just as good as anybody you would acquire at the trade deadline. So let's start seeing it. And those guys, they don't make squat. So if you got to sprinkle in a couple of young guys before you actually think they're ready, because we know what the Wings love to do, you got to sit down there in GR until you're like overripe, then so be it. I love this idea, people. I absolutely love this idea. This is better than DeBrincat, who, by the way, will still be here. And this is better than Kane, who I don't think will be here. Why is it better? because Stamkos is a center and he's great in the power play. And now you're rolling two lines with two stud centermen. This is the perfect, perfect acquisition. So now I get a little crazy. Because if Yzerman believes in Steven Stamkos, and I think it's fair to say that he does, he made sure he stayed in Tampa Bay when everybody else in the league wanted him 8 years ago. If Yzerman believes in Stamkos, then he better get him. I'm putting the onus, the responsibility, the pressure on Steve. Not that he gives a damn what I think, but this to me is the perfect fit. This to me is a guy that could take you over the top. And if you're worried about like, hey, Larkin's a captain, Stamkos is a captain, how's that going to work out? Big deal. It's Larkin's team. Steve comes here, he's an A. He gets the assistant. Like, I think it comes down to an easy decision. Does Steven Stamkos want to stay in Tampa Bay, play meaningless hockey games? They might make the playoffs again, but they're pretty much going to wither away, and he's going to sign a big contract, and he's going to be stuck in the middle of a rebuild? Is that how he wants his career and his Tampa Bay career to end? Or does he still want to play in big games? Does he want to help a team that hasn't had success have success? I think it's obvious. I think the answer is B. And if Yzerman loves this guy, like I got to believe he does, considering they work so well together for such a long period of time, go get him, Steve. Go get him. Man, he would help this team. And that is one way to make sure you make the postseason. Remember Derek Lalonde saying, hey, we might not be back. You get Steven Stamkos, you will be back. Although there'll be a difference. You will have gone from 91 points and missing out in the playoffs to more than likely being in the tournament. So let me know what you think. What am I missing? Why wouldn't this work? I love this idea. I can't stop thinking about it. And what we saw on Monday, doesn't that seem like Steve Stamkos, that is, understand he's gone from Tampa Bay? We'll find out. Nobody seems to know what's going on. But if Tampa Bay didn't already sign him when they had the chance to sign him, are they really going to sign him now and pay a guy a ton of money when he's not going to really help because the team's not going anywhere and they got to rebuild eventually? So let me know what you think. Anyway, let's get to some comments. And then let's all go enjoy the hump day because it is beautiful outside. Yesterday's podcast was about Panay Sewell. It was titled, Panay Sewell calls Detroit home and watches NFC title game back to let it burn. Here's what people are saying. At the Family Woodworker, Jeff, love your show, love your energy, and your takes on all things Detroit sports. But please, have your engineer find a camera and a shot angle not focused on the ceiling lights. I think the ticket can up its game just a tad better. And Sewell is a beast. We're happy to have him in the D. Is this angle better? I do see the lights, though. How do you want me to do this? Would it be like this? I don't know. I'm a one-man show, people. I do this all. There's no producer. There's no engineer. It's just me. I do everything. So I'm going to get better. I promise you. I got a couple more for you. At Derek Wells Spiegel says, gotta let it burn. Talking about Panay Sewell saying he watches back the NFC title game so he can take motivation from it. And he lets it burn. And then I got one more for you. At Keisha Smith, 7851, says, my favorite player. So some of the comments from yesterday's podcast about Panay Sewell. That's going to do it for the Daily Ticket, everybody. Tomorrow, I think we'll get into a little Tiger baseball. What's the deal with Spencer Torkelson? Maybe we'll dive into that unless something different happens that needs our attention. Until tomorrow, we say, see ya. Have a great hump day. We'll see you tomorrow on a Thursday. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.